on International Women's Day for a commitment from this government to bring forward legislation, and I would say it needs to be emergency legislation, to ensure that records and all relevant documents relating to Magdalen laundries and residents of those institutions be preserved and protected, and that it would be a criminal offence to alter, destroy or dispose of any of these documents. Now, there is, of course, an ongoing context to this, but the reason I raised this issue this morning specifically is related to the launch of a book yesterday entitled A Dublin Magdalen Laundry, Donnybrook and Church State Power in Ireland. It was edited by Mark Cohn, Catherine O'Donnell and Dr. Maeve O'Rourke. Now, the specific issue relates to the fact that following a decision by the Information Commissioner on appeal to allow a Magdalen survivor access archives under FOI, Dr. Maeve O'Rourke requested all records relating to Donnybrook Magdalen Laundry be made available under FOI. The response from the Office of the Taoiseach was that searching through the archive for certain records would be so expensive it could not be countenanced under FOI, and that the editors make individual requests to various government departments who originally gave their records to the Interdepartmental Committee to establish the facts of state involvement with the Magdalen laundries. All except one of the FOI requests were refused. The excuses were as long as your arm. So, how did the editors of this book get access to all of this important information? It was by chance, Taoiseach. I don't have time to go through it, but it took extraordinary dedication and commitment and an element of luck to source it. This should never be the case. So I am asking that government would consider bringing forward a bill similar, in intent at least, to the Preservation of Documents, Historical Institutions Bill, which was the final piece of legislation agreed by the Northern Ireland Assembly last March on a cross-party basis, a really important piece of legislation. We need a similar piece of legislation here, and we need it now. At the moment, we have a chaotic and totally unsatisfactory situation in regard to these records. Some dioceses allow access, others do not. It's grossly unfair on survivors. But Taoiseach, it's essential that this state steps up and takes full and final responsibility to make up just a little for the responsibility it abrogated at that time. So right now, Taoiseach, I'm asking you to ensure that these records, this information is preserved, and that it would be a criminal offence for any person or institution to seek to destroy or dispose of this information.
Taoiseach.
Thanks, Deputy, for raising this important issue, and we are giving consideration to further legislation in this area, although it won't be emergency legislation. And we do have the National Archives Act already, and there are already offences with regard to destruction of public documents, but I appreciate that doesn't apply beyond the state sector. My understanding with that particular archive is that it isn't held in the Department of Taoiseach anymore, hasn't been for some time. That's perhaps why people were wrongly given the runaround when it came to FOI, but it is held by the Department of Children, Disability, Youth and Equality at the moment. In relation to the McAleese archive in particular, which relates to mother and baby homes, or mother and baby institutions rather, these will be preserved as part of a major work underway to establish a National Centre for Research and Remembrance. Last March, government approved a plan for a National Centre for Research and Remembrance, which will be located on the site of the former Magdalen Laundry on Sean McDermott Street in Dublin 1. The centre will stand as a site of conscience and will be a national memorial to honour equally all those who are resident in industrial schools, reformatories, Magdalen laundries, mother and baby institutions, and indeed all institutions. And it is shocking when you think back on it that back in the 90s, 50s and 60s, more than 10% of the population was living in some form of institution or another. It will comprise a museum and exhibition space, the development of which will be led by the National Museum of Ireland, a research centre and repository of records related to institutional trauma in the 20th century. That will form part of the National Archives. There will also be a place for reflection and remembrance. As part of the development, there will be social housing as well, and educational and community facilities, and it will be a valuable addition to the social and economic infrastructure in Dublin's northeast inner city. One unique aspect of the central repository will be the inclusion of personal testimonies of survivors, allowing their lived experience to be formally recognised and kept forever. The inclusion of personal testimonies will ensure that the lived experiences of survivors will be captured in their own words for publication and archiving in the National Centre. And this initiative will be underpinned by statute. There will be a law on it and will operate on a voluntary basis with personal accounts received and utilised only with the consent of participants. Work on the creation of the Central Repository of Records in the National Centre is being led by the National Archives. This work is supported by a dedicated legal and legislative subgroup, which is considering whether any additional legislative measures are needed to enable the creation and management of the archive. It's also worth pointing out that the Birth Information and Tracing Act already provides an important foundation for the creation of this repository, because it mandates the safeguarding of relevant records, and that is now law. That act was commenced on the 3rd of October 2022.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputy Harkin.
Thank you, Taoiseach. You didn't really answer my question. I asked you about this legislation, which I certainly categorise as emergency legislation. You may not. But you told me about the National Centre for Research and Remembrance. And my question to you, Taoiseach, is what will be on the shelves? What about all these gaps in information? You talked about the fact that it's the site of conscience. Well, it's time we examined our conscience, and it's time we made some reparation for the sins that were committed in our name for this state. The Commission of Investigation recommended that all records be given to National Archives. Taoiseach, I'm not asking you to do anything except to protect these records. I'm not asking you to do anything except to ensure that anybody who tries to interfere, damage or destroy these records will be guilty of a criminal offence. We can have the discussion and the debate afterwards. I am asking, please, that you give that commitment here this morning that those records will be protected by this state.
Thank you, Deputy Harkin.
Thanks, thanks, Deputy. What I'll do is I'll come back to you with a more detailed reply because it's a valid question and perhaps one that I'm not able to fully answer today. What I can say to you is that it is intended that in the repository we will have all records that are held by the state, and also any personal testimonies subject to the consent of those people involved. The National Archives Act already protects documents, as does the Birth Information and Tracing Act of 2022, but perhaps that doesn't cover all of the documents that you refer to, those that are not, that are held in private ownership perhaps, and that's perhaps what you're zeroing in on, but allow me to look into that and come back to you at a proper